Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The devil disguised as COVID-19 tried to kill me, but thank God Jesus healed me. By Sheila J. Brooks is a journey into the world of prayer, faith, and love of friends and family. This book will place you inside of the very grip of death as it exists inside of a COVID-19 reclusive medical ward. It will take you from the very edge of death within moments, even seconds of death, to complete recovery and total victory over the devil disguised as COVID-19. This is the story of 18 days that changed Sheila's life forever. Sheila has never written a book before. A housewife of 43 years devoted to her husband and four children and four grandchildren. And Sheila J. Brooks, author of The Devil Disguised as COVID-19, Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program, Sheila. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
What a remarkable story this is. Tell me about the title of the book. How did you come up with the title? It captures your attention right away. And what's the significance of the title?
Well, the story, the reason I wrote it was because I was just laying in bed one day and I had COVID. And my husband usually goes out on Saturdays. And this Saturday, he happened to stay home, and I was laying in bed, and the Lord just kept telling me to go get in the recliner in the living room, and I kept saying, no, I don't want to. I don't want to get up. So finally, I called my husband, and I couldn't even walk at the time, so he took me into the living room, and he was going to put me on the sofa, and I said, no, it's got to be the recliner. So he put me on the recliner. And so that's why I said that the devil tried to kill me, but Jesus healed me.
Boy, and that is so, I mean, as we talk today, you'll find out in the conversation what all Sheila went through and was within seconds of death. As you were hearing about COVID-19, what up until this point, what were your thoughts? Did you think about getting, taking precautions, getting the vaccine, that type of thing? What were your thoughts on COVID before this happened to you?
No, I didn't want to the vaccine, and I didn't want to wear a mask. I was totally against it. But once I got COVID, I was wishing I had wore the mask and got the vaccine.
By the way, Sheila's website is SheilaBStory.com. Sheila B as in boy, story.com. The book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon, ProIslePublishing.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you got to the hospital, talk about that. I understand the doctor says to you, if your heart stops, do you want to be resuscitated? Talk about that experience. When did you realize the seriousness of what you were going through?
When I got to the hospital, and they was taking me to the MRI to get my heart checked, and then the doctor comes in and he says, do you want to be resuscitated? And then I realized that, yes, it was pretty bad if he was going to stay with me to resuscitate my heart. And it did stop.
Were you alert during all of this? Were you conscious as all this was happening around you?
I was in and out.
What were your thoughts? I'm sorry. You remember what?
I just remember certain things. I don't remember everything.
Boy, it's just what a remarkable story. The book is The Devil Disguised as COVID-19 Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me by Sheila J. Brooks. The book available wherever books are sold. Sheila's website is SheilaBStory.com. And a link directly to her website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned you were within seconds of death. That's not really overstating it, is it? You were close to dying on the table.
Yes, I was. My oxygen was 31 when the paramedics got to me, and so they rushed me to the hospital. So yeah, I was near death.
It's just an amazing story, and fought through that. talk about why you think you were able to get through that and the power of prayer. We hear that so often. It really, I'm sure you feel, helped save your life, didn't it?
Yes, it did. My husband called my daughter, and my daughter and her husband went out in their cul-de-sac in her subdivision, and they was just crying and praying, and some of the neighbors come out, and they told them what was happening, and they prayed. And my daughter, my grandbaby, looked up at the sky, and she said, it was a cloudy day, and the sun had come out. My daughter, grandbaby said, Mom, Dad, look, Megan's going to live. So,
that's just this book is so inspirational. It's been called a beacon of hope for many people going through not necessarily COVID, but periods in their lives that it can be life-threatening, it can be life-altering. The book is The Devil Disguised as COVID-19 Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me. Sheila J. Brooks, the author, is our guest on the program. Talk about your time in the ward. I mentioned reclusive, the time you spent there. The only knowledge we have of that, people on the outside looking in, is what we saw on the news, and it looked like total isolation. Is that what you were into?
Yes, I couldn't see anybody but the nurses. I like to went crazy.
Well, yes. Were you able to communicate with family, with anybody during this period?
Yes, I could talk to them on the phone. And my sister or my niece, got me on Facebook with my mom, and my mom said my sister had died of cancer the year before, and my mom was crying. She was saying, "Are you sure you're all right? Are you sure?" And I said, "Yes, Mom, I'm doing good." After I had been in there for a while, I told her, "Yes, I was doing good."
When did it?
I wasn't for a while, but I was then.
Well, okay, yes, and there was a time when you thought it was all over, and then it turned into a situation where I'm sure you thought, I can pull through this. Talk about that, going from what I will call despair to where you're hopeful, that you feel that you can beat this and get out of the hospital. What was that period like when, I mean, you knew the consequences, the possible consequences. Now you're finding that you may have a chance to beat this. What was it like going through that transformational period?
Oh, it was great. It was wonderful. I don't know. It was just so great to know that I was going to be all right. I mean, my daughter came in on my birthday, and she brought me some flowers and cards, and I didn't even know that she had been in my room. And then when I found out, when I finally got better, it was just wonderful.
The name of the book is, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish that thought, please.
I was just going to say, I didn't even realize I was even in the world when she came in and brought my flowers to me and my cards.
Just imagine what you were going through as you were there and everything going on around you. How did you, I mean, you look around and there are doctors and nurses and people running in and out. What was that like when you really didn't know what was happening?
It was scary. I just remember seeing a machine come in at the time. I didn't know what it was. But my veins, you can't get any hard to get any blood. So they had brought the machine in so that they could see inside my arm so that they could find the vein. So, yeah, it was scary. I didn't know what in the world they was doing to me.
What was that like, that 18 days in the hospital? What was that like on that final day when you got out of the hospital? What was going through your mind as you survived this, and many people unfortunately did not? What was it like as you were leaving the hospital and among family and friends, and I'm sure hospital staff members that were elated that you had pulled through this?
Yes, there was two or three people that died while I was in there. So, yeah, it was great. I had a doctor come in, and she shared her testimony with me and prayed with me, and that was really wonderful for her to do that.
Yes, and this book really brings home the power of prayer, the importance of prayer. And talk about prayer warriors. It sounded like they started right away when the word got out from your family members what you were going through. That really got you. I would think even just knowing that they're praying for you would make you feel better.
Yeah, it did. My husband went to a funeral, and people that we knew years and years ago saw on Facebook where I was in the hospital and I had COVID, and they told my husband, they said, "We're praying for Sheila." So, yeah, that was wonderful. I know so many people were praying.
That had to make you feel good, and all of that power, all of that positive thought, all of that prayer helped turn it around for Sheila. The name of the book is The Devil Disguised as COVID-19 Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me. Let's talk about the process of writing the book. You're out, you've got the story to tell, you're concerned. I'm sure you're telling people, you know, get the vaccine, do what they're telling you to do. I don't want to see any of my friends go through this. Talk about the decision to write the book. I understand you sort of had the Holy Spirit on your side saying, this is a story you have to tell. How did the book come about?
I was just laying in bed in the hospital, and I was asleep. And I woke up, just, I don't know, I just woke up, and he just kept telling me, he said, get a paper and pen. And I thought, why? And there was a little nurse in there, and I asked her for a paper and pen. She brought me a big bundle of paper and a lot of pens. And I thought, what in the world am I going to do with this? And the Lord said, you're going to write what I tell you. And so from then on, I wrote. And the nurses come in, and they say, what are you doing? I said, I'm writing a book. And they thought, yeah, right.
Well, you've written the book, and the book is, again, it's a beacon of hope for so many people. It's enlightening. It's inspirational. It's motivational. The book is The Devil Disguised as COVID-19 Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me by Sheila J. Brooks. Her website is Sheila B, B as in boy, SheilaBStory.com. Book available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, ProIslePublishing.com, all the usual places, and you can link directly to Sheila's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about the message of the book. You talk about what you went through, the power of prayer that got you through this, but you also reach out to other people to give them sort of a warning, a precaution, what they should be doing. Talk about what you hope the takeaway is when people read this book.
I just hope that when they're told to wear a mask or get a vaccine, and that they will do it, because if they don't, then the consequences are the most likely they won't make it.
And we saw so many, and we've come a long way, but it's still out there, and it's still in a different form going across the country. And you can find out what you need to do by just watching the news every day, or Googling it, or talking to your doctor to find out what you need to do to try to prevent from getting it. How about long-term effects? We hear so much about long COVID, and people that suffered about the time you were in the hospital still have some symptoms that are there and really don't know whether they will ever go away. Have you had any problems since you left the hospital?
I have a problem with coughing. I cough a lot because of it.
So it's interesting that once you think it's over, it's not necessarily over. And so many people have the symptoms that persist for some time, and some have gone on since then. Let's go back to December of 2019, when we first heard about this strange virus in China. What were your thoughts as you heard about COVID-19? You didn't take precautions. You didn't get the vaccination. Explain why in the level of seriousness that you took this, and the warning that you have for others. What were your thoughts early on in this? So many people felt that I'm tough. I've got a good immune system. I eat properly. I'm going to be fine. I never get the flu. What were your thoughts early on in this?
I knew I had a bad immune system, but I just thought it wouldn't happen to me. I just didn't think that I would be the one that would get it. I was with my grandbaby one day, and she had it, and I didn't know it. And so that the next Monday, after that Saturday, then I came down with it.
And that you hear that story from so many people that really they have to stop and think where they were, where they picked it up. You happen to know, some people don't. They were out with a crowd of strangers and picked it up there at some point. It's such a fascinating story. The Devil Disguised as COVID-19 Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me by Sheila J. Brooks, our guest on the program today. this book. Tell us your story and why it's so important to take the proper precautions. It also talks about the importance of prayer. Talk a little bit about that and how important that is. In your case, that certainly was there side by side and maybe ahead of the doctors in medicine. But that really was crucial to you being here today, isn't it? The power of prayer.
Yes, it is. I wouldn't be here today if people weren't praying for me. I believe that with all my heart.
And that story is so well told in Sheila's book. Let's go back to writing when you're inspirationally motivated by the Holy Spirit to write this book, and you go writing it. What was that like? Never wrote a book before. It sounds like you probably never thought about writing a book. Talk about what that was like when you started writing the book and what inspiration you put into telling this story and what makes it a good story, do you think?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. The Lord just, he just protected me. I mean, he just brought me through it, and I'm just so glad, so proud that he did. I mean, I could have been one of the people that didn't make it, but I did.
Did you read a lot as a child? I would just like to talk about the process of writing this book. Was it easy for you? Did you read as a child? Was this something in the back of your mind thought, oh, this is sort of cool, these people write all these books? Did you read a lot as a child?
Oh, I read all the time. Mom, I just not anything I saw, I would pick it up and read. It didn't matter if it was a magazine. It didn't matter what it was. I was going to read it. And, I loved reading.
And here you are today. You can pick up a book that's got your name on the cover. You enjoyed reading. You've written a book that's so inspirational and receiving rave reviews. Are you thinking about writing anything else?
I think so. I've had a lot of experiences since then. I think I may write another one.
That would be good. You have a wonderful way of telling a story and inspiring and motivating people at the same time. A couple of minutes left in the program. We talked about the power of prayer. We talked about the medicine and how they were able to pull you literally from seconds away from dying back to life. Talk about determination to live. How important was that in that equation for you that you were able to survive COVID?
I just thought about my grandbabies and my husband and how we wanted to travel and how we wanted to do things together. And I just wanted to live to be able to do all that.
Do you feel because you have come out of this, you are now well, you are back with family, that God has a special mission for you? Do you feel like there are things I need to do in my life to sort of pay back the responsibility that was placed on my shoulders?
Yes, I just think I need to just do for people and find people that are in need and help them. I mean, it's just wonderful how the Lord brought me back. I mean, I could have been gone, but I'm not. I'm still here.
And as I mentioned, this is if you're thinking, I never had COVID-19 and why would I want to read the book? We all go through periods, whether it's illness or situations in life, job loss, loss of a friend or family member, where it's difficult and we feel, is there really any reason to go forward? Will I go forward? This book is there for you. The book is The Devil Disguised as COVID-19 Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me by Sheila J. Brooks. That's a book of great inspiration when people are down, what they go through, the power of prayer, the power of determination to get through this. And Sheila was certainly able to do that. Sheila, I got a minute or so left in the program. What final message would you have for the people listening about what you went through and about the seriousness of COVID and how they really need to take the proper precautions?
You just need to take the precautions, because if you don't, you could not be here tomorrow, because it's just so important to do what you're told.
And you bring that home in the book, The Devil Disguised as COVID-19, Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me. Sheila J. Brooks has been our guest on the program. Sheila, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book. Enjoy the time with family and friends and spreading the word out there. You're doing wonderful work. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, too. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The book is The Devil Disguised as COVID-19 Tried to Kill Me, But Thank God Jesus Healed Me. Sheila J. Brooks, her website is SheilaBStory.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. My thanks to Pro Isle Publishing. Book available on their website as well, ProIslePublishing.com. And all this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.